Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in-depth into the songwriting process of every one of my songs. Today is the last episode of the season, episode 40, and I'm very, very proud to announce that I have a guest. Welcome back, Mandy. So,
hello.
Mandy was the person who actually gave me the idea for the songbook in the first place, and she's joining me today because this song is a song that we wrote together, and we're going to talk about where we were when we wrote it and all the things behind actually making the song. But yeah, it's also been it was a fun experience, and I think it was also really good to finish this podcast season by bringing Mandy back on. So yeah. Let's get right into it. I'm going to play you a live version of the song, and then we're going to talk about how it was written, where it was written, and all of that. Here we go.
I have a feeling that I'm going to get left behind. And all my friends, they have their dreams, they have their lives. And here I am just trying to work out how to survive. I have a feeling that it wasn't always this way. When at night I was staring at my phone, watching other people pretend that they don't feel the way I do. Well, when we were kids, we had endless possibilities. We would chase the wind, we had no doubt we catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. But what if we used it all? And what if I don't have anything left? I don't think it was something that went away overnight. My childhood memories collecting dust in the corner of my mind. Is there a way to bring it back before it dies? When we were kids, we had endless possibilities. We would chase the wind, we had no doubt we would catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. But what if we used it all? What if I don't have anything left? Take the stones from my pockets and wash them in the stream till they're shining new and clean. Each one's for a time when I let myself believe that it wasn't what I wanted to be. Leaving a child behind, will it ever come back to me? This one's for the time when I decided to be free. Well, when we were kids, we had endless possibilities. We would chase the wind, we had no doubt we would catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. Well, no, we have lost it all. There is so much we have left. No, we haven't lost it all. We can bring it back to when we were kids. Yeah, to when we were kids. Ooh, to when we were kids.
There it is. I think it's actually quite a fitting song to end the season, really. It's a look back at when we were kids. Where were we when we wrote this?
Oh, I actually do remember that really, really strongly. I will remember I was opening the fridge door. And I was just like, I think we're just like talking about like writing a song again and stuff. And he's like, you were like, oh, well, what do you want to write about? And I was like, well, I have a feeling I'm going to get left behind or something. I think that's what I said. And you're like, yeah, like we can write that. I'm like, and you were like goofing around. You weren't serious. Actually turned into the first line of the song.
100%. Actually, I think my memory of it was that you had already said that line, and I remember Jan and I were in the same room. It was exactly where you are sitting right now. I was sitting along the edge of the window there, and I think you were saying that, you know, you had a feeling that you were going to get left behind. And all your friends, they have their dreams and they have their lives. And here I am just trying to work out how to survive. And I just remember, like, playing the chords, right? And then I just started singing that line, and you thought that Jan and I were making fun of you, and you were like,
yeah.
And I was like,
I was just like, okay, fine. Okay.
And I was like, okay. We can actually write this as a song. Like, it's actually good words. But then I think as the song progressed, you know, we worked out that we really liked having a song about this.
Yeah. And I think for me, the song, like, it obviously starts a bit kind of darker. Like, as an introduction, it kind of feels like a bit more like sad, like it could be a sad song. But I think that's what we both really wanted to focus on when we wrote like the chorus. It's like, it was supposed to be about like the positivity of like what we had when we were younger, and how we kind of lost that over like our course of growth, and, you know, where we've gone through, and all the responsibilities we all of a sudden have, you know. And then we just kind of imagine, like, okay, what was our childhood like? Like, what was so amazing about being a child and about, you know, living a more carefree life, I'd say.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the question actually came from when we go into that second verse, we're talking about, I have a feeling that it wasn't always this way. When at night I wasn't staring at my phone, watching other people pretend they don't feel the way I do. And I think I even maybe asked you the question, when was the last time that you felt like you didn't feel like that, you know? And I think that answer came, well, when I was a kid. And then I was like, well, that's the same for me, you know? And when we were kids, we had endless possibilities. I think, did you come up with the line, chase the wind? Because I've loved that line.
Yeah, I know. I remember when I came up with that, and you're like, yeah, I love that. I'm like, yeah, me too. And we got really excited about that. Like, and we had no doubt that you would catch it. Like, it was like, I definitely came up with it because I was really proud of that.
Yeah, I remember, I think I might have said that we had no doubt that we would catch it, but you definitely said we would chase the wind. And I was like, yeah, like that's something that, you know, when you have imagination, you have this idea that the wind is something that you can catch. There's no boundaries. And I think that's what I loved about it, you know, that there was just no boundary to it. It was just go out and do whatever you wanted. And then I think as we go through the chorus, we go through, you know, obviously we built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. But then that thought, which is a really scary thought of what if we used it all.
Yeah. And I remember that song in general took really long to finish. And I think we actually sang it once, or like we played it once together in the park here. And we were like, and we actually posted that. And there was a lot of people that said like, oh, like it's beautiful. But then like, it's really sad as well, because yeah, like what if we've used it all? Like what if there's nothing left? Because, you know, it's gone. And then, yeah, like that was a scary thought. It was more like, rather than being like sad, it was supposed to like kind of attract that thought process of like, oh, like I wonder if I, you know, still have that. What about my inner child? Like, how, you know, how do I feel? Is that still there? And I think, yeah, rather than being about a negative approach, it was more like we should trigger our thoughts more on like how we can get that back, that inner child, and how we can nurture that.
100%. And I think that's why at the end we've got the lines, you know, no, we haven't lost it all. There is so much we have left. We haven't lost it all. We can bring it back to when we were kids. Yeah. I mean, I think if you don't have those ending lines, then the song does become a tad depressing. What if I used it all? I guess I did. And life is no longer like
and
we were kids.
And there's nothing left. Good night.
And but I think what's beautiful about it is that sort of innocence to the song. It's that's what I like about it. I really like the innocence to it. And I think you were right. It did take us a very long time to write the song. There's a reason why it's at the back of this book, is because I think we only solidified even the bridge after I'd left.
And it was also like, where do we want to take it? I think the struggle came, when we're doing the bridge about, like, you know, we take the stones from the pockets, like, you know, and kind of create that built up. And it was like really hard, you know, finding that bridge and that connection. Like, what do we actually want to say in this bridge? Like, is it supposed to be like, you know, something uplifting? Is it supposed to be like kind of, again, trigger your, you know, your thoughts and your thinking process? Or whether it's just like bringing back all the joy that we have already, like, in our pockets, you know, with the stones that we collected. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that was the real difficulty. I remember we sat there for a very long time in the park, and I think a lot of the times we actually had these writing sessions and we'd maybe get a line or two, but then we'd almost go take a few steps back this song took ages.
Yeah.
And then
it was more like, even playing it, I think, like, I was just saying to you before, like, before you started playing, I was like, this is, like, the only song that you said that you, like, had trouble with playing. Like, you would just forget how to play it, or, like, you know, something just wouldn't add up and the transition wouldn't work or something. So, yeah, that was really interesting.
And it also used to be quite difficult for me to get it breath-wise.
When we were kids, we had endless possibilities.
It's like finding the places to actually breathe. But I think the funny thing is it's continuity within the song. So because when we decided, no, let's actually finish the song, even while I was in Bali, then I made the decision to practice, finish it, record it for the demo that you'll hear later in this podcast, and then as soon as that process was done, I feel like then it's not that difficult to play anymore. It's an interesting thing that happens when it's you just decide to fully learn something, or you decide to finish something, then it comes.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. And it's just like, I don't know, like, I find a lot of playing the song just is very visual, and I really enjoyed, like, because you can actually imagine it, like, even in my childhood, like, I, you know, I was a lot of nature, and, like, the whole idea of, you know, building, you know, castles out of sand, it's like, yeah, like, I can actually imagine my younger version doing that, and, like, you know, running towards the water and collecting stones and seashells and things that you could find, and, like, finding them almost as, like, treasures, even though now they're just, like, dirt to us, you know, and then it felt like something special to find the right kind of rock, and, you know, you really felt like they had some kind of energy about them as a child. And I think that's why I really like those wordings in the bridge. And it's like, you know, you collect them in as your dreams that you have, you know, and we like all that.
Let's look at that. So we take the stones from our pockets and wash them in the stream till they're shiny, new, and clean. Each one's for a time when I let myself believe that it wasn't what I wanted to be. I left my inner child behind. Will it ever come back to me? This is for the time when I decided to be free. So I think we were... we're building up on a line in the chorus where it said, we collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. And I think we really wanted to create this imagery that these stones that we collected aren't just stones. They're actually all the dreams and the hopes and fears that we had as children. And I think the bridge is also a connection of child and now, and taking these things of dirt and actually cleaning them and having an idea of where to take them further, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I think that was the plan for it. But it took us a very long time to work out that's exactly what we wanted to say.
But I did remember when you played that song in Germany, like, how, like, everyone was, like, really in awe and, like, kind of really enjoyed that, I think, because, yeah, just because it does take you in a bit of a journey, like, it starts on a completely different kind of angle, like, on, like, the now, and then it kind of, like, you know, like, pulls you into the past and kind of, you know, makes you kind of connect back to that inner child of yours. And then I feel like, yeah, it's like a proper story that takes you through all these different experiences, and then you come out at the end and you're like, oh, like, yeah, I've got the... and I can let them free if I choose to. And I think that's what I found was the beauty in that. Like, in the beginning, I feel like it kind of it's almost like a movie when you watch someone, you know, like reflecting on their life and they're like, oh, like I've got a 9-to-5 job and I hate everything and like just watching on my phone. And then you zoom back into when you were younger and like all these things were possible and all these things were available to you. And then I feel like you come out of it feeling like a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you see the process, I guess, that it can take for somebody to get out of it. Right.
Yeah.
The going back to being a child. Which I think is beautiful.
I feel like it just still reminds me of like how important it is just to have that connection to your younger self, because that made you who you are and that gave you that joy in life, and it's still in you and it still needs nurturing. So I feel like in order to connect it, it's just like great to have those memories of when you were younger and just realizing that will never go away and it's always there for you to hold on to or go back to if you want to.
And did you feel that personally, where does the song sit for you? Like how much of it is your truth?
I think at the time when we wrote the song, I was definitely relating to it in the way I was feeling, because obviously like that's how the first few lines came up. But I feel like it's interesting now to reflect on that, because I think at that stage I was just kind of going through like, what do I want in life? Like I feel really like lost, and you know, you see all your friends around you all of a sudden, like, you know, starting to have families and get married and things. It was just like, what do I want in this? Like, I felt really kind of, yeah, confused about my own path, I guess, which definitely has changed more now in the last few months. But, I think that was very close to me as well. And then, yeah, now it's funny to reflect on it because it feels like a journal entry somewhere that's now in a song.
And it's a journal entry that's, you know, I find it so funny when you look back at journal entries and they're not necessarily true anymore, or not necessarily not true, just they're just so far removed from how you're actually feeling in that moment, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I felt it with, there was a song a couple of weeks back I performed called Emotional Recession, you know, which was about my dad, and I was so upset and angry, and I play it now and I'm just like, it's really difficult for me to actually find those emotions again, and I think that's sometimes, you know, just part of writing these songs from a snapshot of point of time, you know, they're truth but they're not a universal truth that can stay forever.
Yeah, it's funny, I almost feel like, you know, I used to be most connected to like the Body of Mind song that we wrote together, but now I'm actually like really connecting more with like She as a song, because it's so much more about like that curiosity and about like adventure and, you know, finding that
fearlessness.
Inner support. Yeah, fearlessness, exactly. So it's funny how like each song at that time played a really important role. But now it's like just like looking back on those and being like, wow, like that was me at some stage and now it's not anymore.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I think that's a very intriguing sort of thing that songwriting in general does. And I think you also realize that in a way, a song's not necessarily for you after you've written it, you know? It kind of becomes somebody else's song once you release something.
It's actually quite beautiful to think about it that way, you know?
Yeah, and that you know, it that's even the case for somebody else. You know, somebody else will listen to it and go, oh, that song is me. And then they'll hear it 5 years later and they'll go, I don't know why I thought that was me, or that was me then, but it's just so not me now. And I think that's the remarkable thing about music and songwriting. And it's actually even more so when you write a song, because you think that it's yours, but then you realize it's really not.
Yeah, wow. I never really experienced that before, because obviously like my background is not in songwriting, and those are the only 4 songs I've written like fully from like beginning to finish, you know? So yeah, it's quite magical to see and to hear like how they go from here. And even like when you tell me about, you know, playing it for people somewhere and then each person having different reactions to it, or, you know, one person going like, this is amazing. And the other one's like, yeah, it's average, like it's whatever. And like not kind of taking that personal, because yeah, like, they're not made for everyone. It's just whoever chooses to feel connected to it at that moment.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it really brings up this whole new thing in my own head of going, you know, songs in general, like they're a very interesting thing, because they become just ways to help other people, but you also have no control on how the helping is being done. And somebody can then use your song, remix your song or anything like that, and it can help them in such a different way. And it's just such a very interesting minefield. You just have no control. You have no control. I think that's the interesting thing.
Yeah, and then other songs, I feel like they're more about like thought-provoking, you know, like what does it release in you? Like, this is, why do I feel like I don't accept that or something? Like it feels like it almost plays with your internal like feelings, you know, like what connects us, and like why do I feel like this is hitting too close somewhere because I didn't realize that was going on. So I've noticed it as well with a lot of music where I'm like, why is this song feel so personal? And you know, and then you listen to it 10 years later, like you said, and it feels like, wow, like I remember when I was really, really connecting with that, and now it just feels like a memory, you know.
And sometimes it even works the other way, where I mean, I remember I was listening to a song and I used to love just the beat and the rhythm, but 5 years later, I listened to it and I was like, wow, I heard the words for the first time in that song.
Yeah.
And that's when it's really intriguing. It's really intriguing.
So true. You know what I realized with our song as well is that, you know, I remember when we posted that video and one of my friends commented on it saying like, this made me cry. And she's like a new mom. And I think for her, it was probably like seeing that in, you know, her children and like seeing, you know, that kind of like liveliness, and then the thought of like losing that over time, you know. And she was like, I think she really kept with it on that level. So there's definitely that layer.
Just even thinking about when you have children and as you watch them grow and just thinking and hoping that they don't lose that either. And as a parent, probably wanting to know how on earth you can foster that and keep them loving life, you know. I think that's a very interesting dynamic, and I think that's what makes this song really good, is it does bring up those questions.
Even though I haven't heard this song in a very long time, it still definitely like resonates with me on so many levels. So I'm really glad that we are doing it now.
That it's coming out in whatever form is coming out. I think the interesting thing is, like, you know, with each song we do talk about, you know, where is it going to go, and do I think that it's going to be recorded or something like that. And it's a new sort of space for me. I just announced on my last podcast that basically I'm going to be releasing music under a stage name. So with that, I don't know whether, you know, the song fits within that brand or where the song will be. But I think, again, it's like you can't control it. You can just release it. And if one day there is an album that I want to make that's along the lines of, you know, taking us back to our childhood, this would be the first song that would come up, you know?
Yeah.
It's I'm learning more and more, you know, as I'm going through this songbook podcast and this process, right? There are just so many songs that get written in a songwriter's journey. And when you hear, you know, some artists like Taylor Swift or Ed, and they talk about writing hundreds of songs in a year, and I'd always heard that, and you're like, you always think of it as an exaggeration, but I look back and I'm sitting now at, this is about exactly 1 year since I started writing these songs, by the way, 1 year since I started writing and started this sort of songbook. I've written like 80 songs. Like, I've got a whole nother 40 songs on top of this in already written down somewhere else. And I look at them all and I go, I'm literally releasing 4 of these right now. And then next week, halfway through next year, I might release another 3 or 4. But it takes so long to release and do songs. And you learn so much from each release. And then you write a new song and that one goes on ahead of all other 60s. So you just can't control where these songs go. And yeah, and that's been a very interesting process for me as well. It's, again, lack of control or loss of control, which is fine.
And you don't know where these songs will come in. Like, some of them, you know, might be, like, released in 4 years. Like, being like, oh, I wrote this back in April now, it really feels like it's the time for it, you know, or like, oh, never. But, like, who knows, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? And that's 100% right, so.
Yeah. What are the chords?
The chords... Thank you for being the person who pushes this podcast along so that we're not just rambling even more. So we got G, C add 9, D. It's pretty simple. And then there's a different variation of it as we go along. The only other chord that gets added in there is E minor in the bridge. It's a very simple song. Very simple song. It's just more about, you know, when the chords come, I guess. When we get into the chorus, there's, we collected stones and dreams in our pockets, just C and G. Cities out of sand, C and G again, and then C to D. So yeah, very simple song. If somebody wants to follow along and play along with it, you can find it very easily. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for this this podcast. That's pretty much it for season one. Again, Mandy, thank you so much for the idea of doing this.
Of course.
So Mandy did say to me, I think I was probably what, like 10, 15 songs into writing this, and
yeah,
and I was like, I don't actually know how to keep track of all these songs, and you said, what did you say? Do you remember?
I think I got really like, not annoyed, but I was just like, you kept like bringing in all these notepads, trying to find your notes from like for one of the songs you're working on. And I'm like, dude, you need to get like one and stop putting like new songs into different, like, you literally brought out like 4 or 5 books and you're like, I'll just find the notes I made. And you just like scramble around. I'm like, this is not working well for you, because how are you going to know which one's the final version, which one's like, you know, like not even going to be used or anything. So I think we just got to a point where we're like, well, if we don't keep track of our progress, we're just going to lose it all. And I think this one was a big one, because we started it so many times and then finished and then restarted, that we had like 6 different versions of the courses and stuff. So we had to actually find the newest one, which got so frustrating that we were like, we need to have like one document, not 10.
You're actually right. It was this song, because I think we'd started it. I had a green notebook. We started it in that one. Then I couldn't find the green notebook when we wanted to go through. And so I rewrote it out in the pink one. And then as soon as I tried to rewrite it in the blue one, you were like, nah, this is not going well. You have got to redo this. And, you know, even to this day, I have a system now. So there's a finished book. Where I write all the finished songs into. There's a... So I've finished 2 working books, like from cover to cover, which are just working books, which I like write out songs that are in progress. And once they're finished, they go into the finished book. And then I also have like a workbook for like non-songs. And then I have another workbook for, which is just a journal. So I still have the 4 books, but they've each got their own purpose. And I think that's attributed to you in the Songbook podcast as well.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you at least have one like proper one and not just like 6 random ones that have no purpose whatsoever.
100%. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening today. So what you're about to see is actually not just the demo. I'm going to hopefully, if I can find the video, put the video of me playing this live demo at the end. And what's really cool is the day that this was filmed was the day that I think I was on the phone call to you, Mandy, and told you that I was going to actually I had this idea to make the Songbook podcast. So that was pretty much 21 weeks ago now since we've done, and that's when I recorded this song and did the little demo there. So that's what we're going to about to show you now. And again, thank you everyone who has listened and followed along on this podcast. It's been a really cool journey, and watching people relate to the songs and learn a bit more about the songs. I've had people send me very different versions of what they got from a song than I thought that they would, and it's been a really a remarkable experience. So this is it for season one. Again, thank you so much, Mandy.
You are welcome.
This is When We Were Kids, and I'll see you very soon in I don't know what capacity, but yeah, thanks again.
I have a feeling that I'm gonna get left behind, and all my friends, they have their dreams, they have their lives, and here I am just trying to work out how to survive. I have a feeling that it wasn't always this way. Late at night I wasn't staring at my phone, watching watching other people pretend that they don't feel the way I do. When we were kids, we had endless possibilities. We would chase the wind. We had no doubt we would catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. What if we used it all? What if I don't have anything left? I don't think it was something that went away overnight. My childhood memories collecting dust in the corner of my mind. Is there a way to bring it back before it dies? When we were kids, we had endless possibilities. We would chase the wind. We had no doubt we would catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. But what if we used it all? What if I don't have anything left? Oh. Pockets and wash them in the stream till they're shining new and clean. Each one's for a time when I let myself believe that it wasn't what I wanted to be. Left my inner child behind, will it ever come back to me? This is for the time when I decided to be free. When we had endless possibilities, we would chase the wind. We had no doubt we would catch it. We collected stones and dreams in our pockets. We built cities out of sand. Imagination was the currency of our land. No, we haven't lost it all. There is so much we have left. No, we haven't lost it all. When we were kids, to when we were kids, to when we were kids.
That sun is nice, but golly, it's hot.